Well, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather, and I've got some news and views from a West Texans biblical point of view, one you're not going to find in your mainstream media. Hey, guys, how are you guys doing today? Welcome to the podcast. We have a lot to cover today. So one thing I did finally do was update the Wondershare Filmora to the 13. So I do have the lifetime membership, and so the fine print said that I would probably have to pay, and I didn't want to pay for anything else, so I kind of held off on that, and finally, it just keeps popping up and popping up every time I try to do any recording or anything, and so, and sometimes it stalls out the program, and so I have to shut it down, bring it back up. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So I went ahead and downloaded it. Well, all of my favorites, all of my sound effects and my intro music and everything was gone. And I was like, oh, no. And so I've spent the last little bit of time here trying to pull up my intro music and all that other stuff. So, but as you can tell, we got it back. So let's jump into some headlines, shall we? That's what this thing is all about, Bible prophecy for today. So we have lots of stuff going on. So you know him, you love him. He is our all-time favorite. It is Leo Homan, HOHMANN.com. So vicious stabbing attack targets truth-telling Orthodox bishop who has warned of coming persecution of Christians. Islamic jihad attack targets pastor with active internet ministry. So we will be asking prayer for him. We're going to read that article today. And a lot of stuff going on there. What else do we have going on today? Iran's attack on Israel was certainly unprecedented, but was it biblically prophetic? Now, we're going to go back a little bit in time here. This is April the 16th. It was by Greg Laurie, and you can find it at harbingersdaily.com. And some things have happened since he wrote that article, which we'll kind of touch on. Another thing, I don't go there very much anymore, but it's technocracy.news. I don't go there very much because if the article's been up for more than 2 days, you have to pay to read it. And I'm a po-folk, and so I like to donate and help out ministries as much as I can. But, you know, I also like to give exposure to great, you know, journalists and stuff like that, too, on this podcast, the truth tellers, you know. And but unfortunately, I'm not able to pay for everything that I want to read. So, but if it's not up there for more than 2 days, you can read it. So the first 2 days are free. So one thing I want to talk to you guys about was the Skynet has arrived. This is Google follows Apple, activates worldwide Bluetooth LE mesh network. So we'll talk about that and what that implications mean for all of us. Now, you used to talk about it a lot. It's called IOBs. It's the Internet of Bodies. And so that's your smartwatches, your smartphone, smart TV, smart cars, smart refrigerator, smart washer, smart everything, smart pantries, whatever you have that's smart. That's kind of part of the IOB. And they're wearables. So a lot of these are the wearables that it's talking about. So we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. I stopped wearing mine. I used to have a Fitbit. I don't wear it anymore. I used to have an Apple Watch. I don't wear it anymore. I was like, well, my phone pretty much, you know, gets all my little steps in as well if I carry my phone with me. But you know, I think they're trying to lure us into this kind of like this thing here, where it's kind of like a mesh network. So it's like this worldwide web of everything you do is tracked. And I got to thinking, oh my gosh, you know. And so I stopped wearing this a long time ago, all those wearables. And if I could get away with not having a smartphone, I sure would. But in this day and age, you know, it's kind of hard not to. But we'll talk about that. And our other all-time up-and-coming new favorite is Dean Dwyer. So we're going to talk about this article. In a world encased in violence, prophecy is the stabilizer of our faith. And that's a good, encouraging thing that we all need to hear as believers right now. That is April the 13th, 2024 is when he posted that. And you can find it at harbingersdaily.com, harbingersdaily.com. And the last major thing that I want to talk to you guys about is Biden set to cede future pandemic response to the WHO? The WHO next month, coming up in May. Folks, we all, worldwide, global, every nation that you live in, we need to be praying against this. Because you hear all the, you can hear the chatter. It's all over the little headlines everywhere. There's an unknown virus, an unknown epidemic, an unknown. Well, they know what it is. Hello, they're like the purveyors. They have orchestrated this whole thing, and so they know what's coming. They're just waiting, right? They're waiting for the ink. The ink probably won't even dry on this treaty pandemic before, oh, here it comes. There's an unknown virus. And oh my gosh, you're going to have to lock down, put your mask on, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, hello, folks. It's in the making right now. So just waiting for that ink to be signed on that treaty. And I can guarantee you it's coming. You know, because here in the United States, it's an election year as well. So we have the two old guys. We have Biden and Trump. And, you know, I have my reservations. But definitely cannot have Biden in office. We've got to get him out. And another thing, I don't know if you guys remember this or not, but the Abrahamic Accords, Jared Kushner, brother-in-law of Trump. You know, the Book of Daniel talks about there's going to be the 7-year peace treaty. And it's going to be signed, but it's going to be abir, which means stronger. That's going to make it stronger. And so if you guys get a chance to read Daniel 9:27, you might want to go do that right now. So anyway, there's already going to be one in place. But when the Antichrist comes on the scene, he's going to make it stronger. And so we as Christians will not know who the Antichrist is because we won't be here. We will be in heaven. We will not be here. But the world will know. And so when you see that happen, if you're left behind and there's some 7-year treaty and some dude gets everybody together and they sign that thing, you know that the tribulation is beginning at that moment and you have 7 years until Jesus Christ comes back. So anywho, folks, we see a lot of this just coming around. We see the whole Ezekiel 38 and 39 war being like in motion. Just everything is being put in motion. And it all started, if you want to go back and really pinpoint a time when things really, really began to get moving, I would say it was COVID. I think that was a time back in 2020 when the world elitists really took it upon themselves to push this agenda that they had. That was their opening. That was their plan. We're going to scare everybody, put everybody into fear, and we're going to lock down everything. We're going to destroy economies. We're going to destroy mom and pop stores. We're going to do all this. That was their plan. And then we're going to push this climate change because first it was, you know, oh my gosh, we're all going to freeze. And oh my gosh, we're all going to burn up. Now we're going to freeze, burn, freeze, burn. Well, it's called climate change. And so we're all going to, you just never know what's going to happen to us. But we know we have to stop everything. So it's all of this has been manufactured. It's all false. It's not real. It's deception. It has been manufactured to deceive people. And I can look around the world today. I'm at the stoplight. I look over and there's somebody wearing a mask in their car with the windows open. It's 100 degrees outside. I'm like, hello, McFly. What are you afraid of? So it's fear. It is so much fear. And one thing I remember from COVID-19 back in 2020, early on in like April, like, look, guys, I'm the first to admit I am a germaphobe. You can say flu and I'm running out the door. Okay, I'm gone, you know, and much less something that's going to take over the world and kill millions of people. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So, yes, I understand that. But I've been a germaphobe since I was a little kid. My mom even said when I was 3 that, you know, she'd hold me up to wash my hands and I'd grab a little paper towel. You know, I'd always hold that in my hand until we got to the door. So, I mean, I have been a germaphobe my entire life, basically. So that's nothing new for me, but that's how they get people. They play on your fears. And so when they talked about this COVID-19 coming upon the world, like in, I don't know, when I was like April, I guess, of 2020, I was thinking like the Spanish flu, when millions upon millions of people were dying because, you know, at that point in time, you know, we didn't have what we have now. We didn't have technology. You know, people don't wash their hands. You know what I mean? So that's what I was looking at. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Instead, we have something created in a bio lab. And if you ask me, I honestly think it was manufactured and deliberately created to attack a certain type of genetic DNA. Because every time you go to Ancestry.com or You and Me and 23 and whatever and all these places, you're giving your genetic code, you're giving your DNA away. And they're using all of this. Whatever they can get it, I can guarantee when you go to give blood at LabCorp or whatever at your doctor's office, they're using your genetic code. You know they are. You know, you can't trust anybody. There is no honesty left. And I hate to say that, but there really isn't. Everything is deception. Everything is wickedness. If you have a good doctor, that's great. Mine died thanks to COVID-19 and the jabs. They killed her with the jabs and she was terrified. She was my doctor. I was like, Dr. Pilko, she had like 5 masks on. I'm like, Dr. Pilko, You know, and that just, she was the best doctor. She's my doctor since I was like 21 years old. I was like 48 when she died. So that'll tell you, very long time she was my doctor. And I think I was 47 when she died. But anyway, but that's what they did. They manufactured this. They created this. Look, I'm going to tell you guys right now, listen up, buttercups. Cause look, this is how we talk in Texas. It's going to get real and you got to get your boots on. They are going to send and they are going to manufacture things that are going to be horrific. There's going to be, I mean, look, we know it's coming. We know. And if you don't know, tribulation, when we go, we're not going to be here as Christians, but when the tribulation begins, the 7 years of tribulation, it will be hell on earth. There will be pandemics and there will be pestilences that will make COVID-19 look like a pimple on your forehead, okay? It's going to get bad. You do not want to be here for that. But as we lead up to the 7 year tribulation, we see these things beginning and they are creating these things in the lab and they're creating all kinds of stuff. They're creating bombs and things that will destroy the world. They are using chemtrails in the air. I'm sorry, folks, who don't believe in chemtrails. You stupid people, I don't know nothing. Well, go look up cloud seeding because the government does admit to that. So they call it cloud seeding, okay? If you want to put it in those terms to make you feel better, like you're smart, okay, whatever. I'm telling you, they have been destroying the earth for years. And then Jesus tells us in the book of Revelation that he has to come back to destroy those who are destroying the world. So right there, Bible prophecy written 2,000 years ago by John on the island of Patmos saw these things happening. Can you imagine what he saw when he looked down on the earth? Could you imagine the wickedness, the vile wickedness? Folks, it's not going to get better, okay? All you people out there thinking you're going to make this good so Christ can come back because it's going to be utopia, read your Bible. You are being deceived. You're being deceived. It's like Satan said, did God say? Yeah, God said. God's word said. Folks, the only truth in this world is in your Bible. And get a good Bible, okay? Don't get one of them. Don't get the passion crap, for heaven's sake. Lord have mercy. Get away from that garbage. Okay, get away. I don't really see a whole lot about translations, but I will say that is not a good translation. Get out of that. You got your New King James, you have your NASB, NIV, only the original, the 2011 and below, okay? Not the 2011, the one before that. I have a 1980-something NIV. That's the best one to get. The HCSB, not the CSB, not that. They changed it to the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible. Get away from that. That's another one that's infiltrated with liberal and wokeness. Okay, get out of that. Go to your Holman Christian Standard Bible. You will only find these on eBay or at your local Goodwill store or thrift store. I just picked up a Find It Here New Testament. It's the HCSB. If you guys want to know the gospel, I'm going to tell you right now where you can go. And we're going to actually read through the gospel. I'm going to do a whole podcast just on the gospel. But this is, are you, so it's called the Find It Here. And I tell you what, every time I want to do something, I can't find it because that's just the way things go. I'm going to tell you, everything that's been happening today is crazy on this podcast. My phone has been going off. I've got texts. I have to keep stopping the podcast, going back and editing and then starting again. So that ought to tell you something. You know what I'm saying? So you can go here. It's called visit findithere.com. Findithere.com. And so I don't know if they still use the HC. You know, let's just go to findithere.com. It's like I have a... It's like we got so much going on today. Findithere.com. Okay, let's see if it's still a working website because, you know, the Holman Christian Standard hadn't been printed in a while. And yes, it is a working website. It'll take you to NAMB.net. It'll automatically forward you to that website, which is the North American Mission Board. And it's the best news. And you click the start button and it's going to take you through the gospel. So do y'all want to go through it right now? Let's go through it right now. You never know who's listening. So the bad news. He goes on to say, he says, our sin has separated us from God. For all have sinned to fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. The wages of sin is death. That's Romans 6:23. We can do nothing to remove our sin. So there's worse news. So, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Good news. At the cross, Jesus did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He died on a cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins. The blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And the best news? Through faith, we freely receive forgiveness and eternal life. The free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. That is Romans 6:23. So what now? And he goes on to say, accepting Jesus' free gift. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That is Romans 10:9. Praise the Lord. And so there's a prayer that you guys can pray. And if you guys want to, we can pray that right now. I'm just going to read this right here off the internet or off their website here. So I am a sinner and I want to be forgiven. I believe Jesus Christ, your son, died for my sins and is alive right now. I turn away from my sin and now confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and receive him into my life. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to control my life, and I thank you for giving me eternal life. And we ask that in Jesus' name. And so, guys, if you pray that prayer, you are now a born again Christian. If you go to the website, you can click on I made a decision, and it's going to take you through some other let's just see where it takes us to. So let's see here. So it's going to take you to the decision. You're going to fill all that good stuff out and send that into them if you so desire. And so that is the gospel, folks, and I think it is the most important thing. That's the only thing that matters in this world. Okay, you can do whatever you want to do, and you can climb the corporate ladder and you can whatever. It doesn't matter. But if you don't make that decision for Jesus Christ, your whole life is nothing. Because it's nothing. It is meaningless. You know, and that's the sad thing about it. So as Christians, we are to work towards the kingdom. We are to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be servants for our Lord and do whatever he has called us to do. So let's jump into these quick articles that I wanted to go through. So the vicious stabbing attack targets truth-telling Orthodox bishop who is warned of coming persecution of Christians. This is leohoma.com. So we're going to go ahead and read this article today. We're going to hit the highlights of it. Let me see. This was posted, I believe, on like the 15th or 16th of Leo. It was the 15th of April. So let's keep this bishop in our prayers as well. So says one of my, this is Leo, says one of my favorite preachers is Mari Emanuel, a native of Iraq, who is a bishop in the Assyrian Orthodox Church, and he needs our prayers right now following a brutal attack suffered while preaching the word of God on the evening of Monday, April the 15th. Like many Assyrian Orthodox Christians, Bishop Emanuel was forced to leave Iraq after the U.S. invasion resulted in mass persecution of Iraqi Christians who were more than 3 million strong prior to that invasion in 2003. After the U.S. operation was completed there, the Shia militias were empowered and they cracked down hard on Christians. Many were killed and many more were forced to flee. It's a shameful reflection on U.S. foreign policy, and for that reason, it's a story that was never told in the Western corporate media. Bishop Emanuel ended up in Australia, where he has developed an active internet ministry with many videos of his preaching on YouTube and TikTok. On Monday, in a suburban area of the western outskirts of Sydney, Australia, tragedy struck. The New York Post, citing information from the Australian news outlet news.com.au, reports that Bishop Emanuel was attacked while giving a sermon and stabbed multiple times in the face and neck. Two others were also injured during the Monday night church service in a mass stabbing attack that came just days after six people were stabbed to death at a nearby mall and sparked massive riots throughout the area. In a disturbing video of the attack posted Monday on X, Bishop Emanuel is shown speaking at Christ the Good Shepherd Church in the Syrian Orthodox congregation in Wakely when a man in a black hoodie charges at him with a knife. This is a level of violence targeted specifically against Christians that has not often been seen in Western-oriented, quote, democratic countries like Australia. Below is a report from the crime scene with a brief example of some of Bishop Emanuel's preaching. As you'll see, he says he has warned that the world is entering a period of tribulation where many Christians will die for their faith. He said, for the sake of Christ, I will face death and not deny my Savior. And you can watch that video if you so desire, folks. You can go to leohoman.com, H-O-H-M-A-N-N.com. Anyway, we're going to move on with the article. The bishop appeared to try to talk to his attacker, who then stabbed the bishop's face and neck just after 7 p.m. local time in Sydney on Monday. Emmanuel fell to the floor as congregants rushed quickly to help him. The bishop was rushed to a local hospital. While the suspect was taken into custody, news.com.au reported, he is in serious but stable condition, the church wrote in a statement posted on Instagram. Another priest was also among the injured, and the church has asked for prayer. It is the bishop and father's wishes that you also pray for the perpetrator, the church said. We also kindly ask anyone at the church premises to leave in peace as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, teaches us. At least two others were also treated at the scene for lacerations, according to the news, that news.com.au. A motive for the stabbing is not immediately known, but the suspect reportedly told congregants at the scene, Emmanuel was getting involved in my religion, so I came to get involved in his, a politician posted online. We don't know anything for sure, but a knife attack like this bears all the hallmarks of an Islamic jihad attack. Bishop Emmanuel has been very outspoken in his criticism of Islam and where the spirit of jihad emanates from. It comes from the pit of hell. And so you can move right along here. Thousands rioted in the streets outside the bishop's church while they waited for the suspect to be marched outside. Bring him out, bring him out. The angry mob could be heard shouting in a video posted on Twitter. You guys can see that it's listed there. Other footage shows a large crowd rioting at the scene and apparently damaging local property, with dozens of people bashing in an ambulance windows, reported the same news station. So it goes on to say, please pray for Bishop Maramari Emmanuel's complete recovery and that justice will be served against his attacker. And you can go, it says right here, to his YouTube channel. So if you go to leohoman.com, you can click on that and you can visit Maramari Emmanuel's YouTube channel. So these things, folks, are just going to increase. It's just going to become more and more. And I think not only in other parts of the world, but I think it's going to come to America. And we've seen our first share here in America as well. I'm not going to downplay any of that, but I think it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse globally. So Iran's attack on Israel was certainly unprecedented, but was it biblically prophetic? This is Greg Laurie. It's posted the 16th of April, 2024, and we'll move on with that. And so I do want to kind of give you an overview here. It's got a really good overview. So let's check it out. So he says, the attack of Iran on Israel on April 13th, 2024 was unprecedented. We know that Iran has sponsored terrorism for a long time, working with proxy groups like the Houthis, Hezbollah, and of course Hamas on the horrific attack on the Jewish homeland on October the 7th, where 1,200 people were butchered and murdered. It's unbelievable. And there are still so many being held as hostages. But when Iran directly attacked Israel, that is literally without precedent, and it has Bible prophecy significance. Now, we had this solar eclipse recently, and some people thought that was a sign of the times, even a warning of an impending judgment on America. And as you recall, I said I did not agree with that position. This is Greg Laurie, not me. It is true, the Bible says in the last days the sun will not give its light and the power of the heavens will be shaken, but that is speaking specifically of the tribulation period. He's going to go on to talk about end times events, but I'm going to interject here because I don't necessarily agree. I don't agree with his take on that. I think the eclipse was a warning to America. I do believe it was a warning of impending judgment. You can't cross that many cities called Nineveh. I mean, you couldn't have done that. I mean, that was orchestrated by God Almighty. And at any rate, I the Bible tells us that in Genesis, in the very beginning, that the heavens and the stars and the moons and everything, the sun was created for signs and seasons, which is appointed times, especially in the Jewish calendar. And so I totally believe that that is trying to get America's attention. All these things are happening. We have an administration right now that hates Israel. Now, look, on the outside, they may pretend we want to stand by Israel. You know, we're going to make it look good to, you know, whatever, to the Jews in the Democratic Party. We're going to make it look good because we want their vote. We want their money. But in all honesty, you go back to Obama, who hated Israel. He hates the Jews. Clearly, let's give $1 billion to Iran, who wants to death to America, death to Israel. Well, let's give him $1 billion. Yeah, it makes total sense, doesn't it? In a normal world, doesn't that just make... No, it does not make any sense. That's why we're living in the end times, in deception, run amok, as the Bible said. And so you just see the things that are happening. We have women that think they're men. We have men that think they're women. And we have men competing against girls in sports. Who in their right freaking mind thinks that's okay? Who thinks that is okay? I sound like an owl half the time. Who? That makes no sense. But yet it's happening. It's happening. It is deception and despair, wicked, sinful apostasy. America is drowning in it. We are in the miry muck of our sin. And judgment is coming upon America. Mark my words, judgment will fall on America because the Bible says so. If you turn your back on God, you know, look at what all the Israelites, I'm reading through the Bible. If you're joining on the other side of the program, we're reading through the Bible chronologically using the one-year chronological Bible, the New Living Translation, large print, of course. We're going through that part. And you can see how many times, look, the Jews, like, they turn their back on God, and they, like, idol worship, and then God's like, okay, that's enough. You know, and he lets them go in their sin, and then they cry out to the God, oh, please save us. And so he goes back, and what do? They do it all over again. They turn their back on God, worship idols, and then next thing, he lets them go, and then they cry out to God, oh, please save us. So, hello, America has turned their back on God. We have kicked him out of our schools. We've kicked him out of our government. We've kicked him out of everything. But yet, when something happens, oh, God, help us. Have you noticed that? But have you noticed here lately, you don't hear them asking for God's help anymore. Have you noticed that when tragedy strikes, I see nobody on the news unless they have, you know, edited it out, which they do a very good job of that. We have sports players that want to give glory to Christ. They edit that out and just kind of pick up right after that. Have you guys noticed that? Gee, wonder why. But if they were given credence and they're all this to Islam or something, to Allah, they'd be like, oh, look, here he is. You know, they ain't going to edit that out, but only Jesus Christ, because there's only one God, folks. There's only one. That is God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, is the only God. There are no other gods but God Almighty. That's it. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, which means he's the beginning and the end. There is no other God. That's it. There's Satan trying to deceive people into all these different religions and hinting all of this. These are demons. They're demons. They're not gods. They're demons. They are fallen angels. That's all they are. So you have God Almighty and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God. And you have the Holy Spirit, who is God. It's called the Trinity, the Triune, the Trinity. And then you have the rest of the world deceived. Did God say there's only one religion? See, look, everything you see right now in the world is a huge deception. It's a huge deception. There's only one truth, that is Christianity, that is the Bible, that is Jesus Christ. He is the Word. He says, I am the Word of God. He is the Word. And from the beginning, he was the Word. Remember that. Read the book of John. It's going to tell you a whole lot. But this whole world, that's all it is deception. And it's getting closer and closer and closer and closer to the tribulation. So labor pains are now upon the world. We are now all watching the labor pains. And Jesus said, when you see these things begin to happen, hold your head up high. Because your redemption draws near. What is our redemption? Our redemption is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is coming to take us home. Don't ever forget that. No matter how dark things get around here, no matter what all we see going on, don't involve yourself in the world. Don't involve yourself in the world. Philippians chapter 4 tells us what things to concentrate on, what things to meditate on. And it's not the world. There's a world system. Well, you know, I remember when I was a little kid, like when I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12, and I was reading through the Bible, like the world, not to love the world. I thought that meant like not to go out and love like the green grass and not to, you know, enjoy things. I thought, oh no, to me, I was young. I didn't realize it was the world system. There's a world system. God created this world for us to enjoy. And if you remember way back before Eve ate of the forbidden fruit, that it was perfect. It was gorgeous. It was beautiful. God created it for us, and God saw that it was good. And then God walked in the garden with them, and they had communion with him. Can you imagine? We're all going to go back to that. There will be a millennial reign of Jesus Christ on the earth. That is in the book of Revelation. If you guys are following along with my pastor, Dr. Randy Davis, he's teaching through the book of Revelation verse by verse. Folks, oh, it's great. Go to our YouTube channel, which is New Hope Fellowship River Road, New Hope Fellowship at River Road. You guys can find us on YouTube, or you can go to our website, newhopefellowshiprr.org, and go check that out, guys. But anyway, I'm telling you guys, all this is happening. At the end, the 1,000-year reign of Christ, God's coming back. Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to rule and reign from Jerusalem. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. And don't think that you're going to be up on heaven sitting on your cloud playing your harp. No, we all have jobs to do. And so whatever you do here on earth, I'm telling you, the Bible says we have crowns that we'll get rewards in heaven for what we've done here on earth for Christ Jesus. And only that will stand. None of your other filthy works or whatever is going to, no, it's only what you've done for Christ. So remember, there's a crown for just loving the appearing of Jesus. We all want him to come back and take us home. We all love that appearing. So you'll get a crown for that. So just keep reading your word. Keep reading the word of God. And don't let this world infiltrate your mind, because the only way to get rid of that Mac and that all that garbage that you see on TV, you don't have to watch TV. You can just drive down the road. Nowadays, you can hear them sitting there preaching. They're all out there screaming about Hamas. We need the Palestine from the sea to the all this garbage. They're blocking traffic. They're doing all kinds of crazy, insane things. Who in their right mind thinks it's okay for some country to come in and butcher Jews, butcher anybody, murder babies, decapitate babies? What in the hell is wrong with people? And you're going to stand with those people, and you're going to come to America and our colleges and crap, and you're going to protest that garbage? Get out of America. We don't want you here. I don't want that evil, wicked crap here. So let me tell you something. Colleges here in America, they're not colleges. No. They're not universe. You're not learning anything. You're learning to hate your country. You're learning that climate change is real. And whatever else they want to indoctrinate you with, get out of there. Go learn a trade. If you really want a good career and a good life, I say go learn a trade. You know how much welders make? Just throw that out there. You know how much a mechanic makes? Oh, man. Go get a trade. Don't go to college. Don't go get a stupid degree and give your money to them so they can warp your brain. Get out of that crap. Go do something worthwhile. Go do something where you can use your brain and think. You know what I mean? But that's what they want in college, is people who don't think. They don't want people who are smart. They don't want people who think for themselves. Have you noticed that? All through schools, all from elementary on up, they're not teaching you how to live your life. They're not teaching you skills. They're not teaching you that. No, they're teaching that Jane can be John and John can be Jane. And there's 50,000 different whatever you want to be. No. Who and why? Why is this being taught in our schools? Why is this being forced on our children? Why? Because they don't want people who can think for themselves. So let's keep putting fluoride in our, you got to brush your teeth 5 times a day with this fluoride. You got to drink this water in the city because we love you. We don't want you to have we don't want you to have cavities. So we're going to put all this fluoride in the water. Fluoride is a neurotoxin. And it's a lot of it creates you to be docile. Look at the prison systems. So think about what they're doing to this. Look at our food. Look at our food. Genetically modified organisms. Organism is a living thing. Organism. They've been putting this garbage in our food for who knows how long. You know, if you go all the way back, Hitler started that with the bulls, remember? Go read that story. Better yet, go to getalifemedia.com. Getalifemedia.com. And go check out Pastor Billy Crone's teachings. He's got a whole bunch on old Klaus Schwab. Please, guys, go check that out at getalifemedia.com. You're going to learn a whole lot. Now, I didn't plan on going on that tangent there, but, I don't know where that came from. But it's true, you guys. It is so true. Please find some local ranchers, some local farmers. Now, look, you're not going to completely get away from genetically modified garbage because it's everywhere. They're spraying in the air. It's, you got crops. You got Monsanto, for heaven's sakes, and corn. Monsanto makes Roundup. Roundup, people, which kills anything and everything in you too. It'll kill your grass. It'll kill your weeds. It'll kill you too. So, I'm all about trying to, have a great lawn. My thing right now is not just a lawn, but I want a garden. So I got all this stuff going on in the back, and I got the birds eating everything. So I put this net over the top. Like, you got to get a bird net. So I put the bird net. You know, I have ADD. So I put the bird net over this. So I'll be darned, man, if I'm going back to open the door, and here's this blue jay flying underneath the net and coming back up on the other side. I'm like, you little rascal. So like, I was like, I had leaves on my pepper plants yesterday. Now I have a twig. So that's what they're doing. Now, look. I love the birds. I put a bird bath up. I buy the like blueberry flavored bird seed and stuff. I do all kinds of stuff, right? I like to care for the birds, and you know, it's like live TV for my cats, you know, put their little stuff out the window. But look, man, stay out of my garden, right? It's like, come on now. And so I now got to go buy some more netting. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But anyway, guys, just stay out of the world. Stay out of the world. Go get in your own backyard. Get you some things that you can work on. Read the Word of God. Get some good books. There's so much. I walked into Mardell, air quotes here, Christian bookstore, and there is nothing hardly Christian about that place anymore. I'm just going to tell you. Years ago, when they first opened here in Amarillo back in 2013, I actually worked for them for a while, and it was a Christian, but God, we had such a beautiful store, and I still have friends, and I still go see them, and they still work there. Still have friends that, you know, they're like family, and the books were Christian. You know, they were Christian, and we had great things. And now it's just like a Hobby Lobby with some, I don't even know what you, those are not Christian books, folks. They are not Christian books. Listen to me. Not everything in a quote, air quote, Christian bookstore is a Christian book. Like that Jesus Calling is Wickedness from the Pit of Hell. If you want to ask Sarah Young, I'm probably sure you can, cause she's probably in hell. So listen, guys, you know, I don't know how anybody can read that and not know that that's satanic. That is satanic. So all this stuff that's in there is satanic. You know, you talk about the apostasy in the end times, like the Bible said, the apostasy, the falling away. We see pastors, wolves in sheep's clothing, leading congregations straight to hell. Andy Stanley leading people straight to hell. Okay? You go into a Christian bookstore, those are not Christian authors. Okay? They are leading people to hell. If you pick up a book and it says it's all about you, then you know that book is from hell. Because look, folks, it is not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. That's the only thing. It ain't about us. If anybody tells you it's about you, it's not. It's not about you. It just makes me so angry that pastors are not standing up and preaching the truth. They're not preach. Look, here's how you have your best life down. You know how to manage your checkbook, how to have a great sex life within your marriage. Here, listen, really, while the world is dying and going to hell because they don't know the gospel, they don't know what apostasy means, they don't understand what's going on with Israel, they have no idea what's coming upon the world because you don't want to tell them, oh, we don't read the book of Revelation here because that's a little too difficult. You know, I wasn't taught that in seminary. Really? This is what's going on, folks. We have weak, watered-down Christians out there who are preaching and teaching Bibles. And we have the... Look, folks. I love the Bible. I love the Word of God. I love the truth. And I hate to see it watered down and disparaged. That's... Oh, man, I tell you, if you want to get my heart going, that's one big thing to get my blood pumping right there. So, look. You have all these Beth Moore wicked people out there. Look, Beth Moore showed her colors a long time ago. Look, I was a member. I don't go to many women Bible studies because they all turn into fluff. You know, I don't want fluff. I want the meat. Okay. I want the meat. I want to learn. I want to discuss things, you know, intelligently. You know, not always your feelings. No, it's not your feelings. That's where you get in trouble. The Bible says, follow your heart. No, don't follow your heart. The heart is wicked, deceitfully wicked above all else. Don't follow your heart. Follow the Word of God. No. But anyway, they had this book. I don't even know what the name of it was. Well, you guys, we're going to study this book, Beth Moore. And I was like, oh, okay. I kind of heard of her. I was going to a Baptist church. I was like, okay. And so I got the book and I got home and I read two pages. I'm like, what is this? I'm like, what is this? This isn't nothing. This is garbage. Garbage. Look, folks, if you guys, okay, there's Stormy O'Martin, I think Stormy O'Martin. Women, if you want to read a good female, if you want to follow a good female pastor, Stormy O'Martian, I think. I'm not for sure how you say her last name, but I have a lot of her books. She's got great books, biblically sound books. I love her. She, I'm telling you, her and her husband, Michael. So they are, she's great. I listen to her. I've got several of her books. I don't listen to her. I don't know if she has anything like that, but she does have a lot of books. And so I have several of her praying books and I really do enjoy them. It's The Power of a Praying Woman. Oh, she is on Audible. Okay. I didn't know that. I'm just looking her up right now. So I do have that one and there's several other, but we're not going to get, I mean, not to get into that, but I'm just saying if you want to follow good biblically sound women, you can. They are out there. Melissa Daughtry is a great one. She's on YouTube. There's another lady that I follow. They came from the occult. They're not anymore. So they can kind of tell you all that. So if you're out here doing affirmations, let me tell you something. That is wicked and satanic. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell you to do that. But people do it all the time. Oh! And if they're telling you like word of faith, folks, it's not the word of faith. It's your faith in Jesus Christ, not your faith in faith. That's what, see, look, you have got to know. If you don't know the Bible, you're going to be deceived. That's why the whole thing I always say, get in the word of God, let the word of God get into you. Because if you don't know the word of God, you will be deceived. That's, oh, I tell you this, oh, it's so heavy on my heart. So heavy. If you guys go to BibleProphecyForToday.com, that's the website I have, BibleProphecyForToday.com. I'm going to go there now if I can. And look, I've got lots of articles on there to you guys from trusted pastors, teachers, all from, you know, things that you can go to. I got the websites on there that you guys can go to. I have news that you guys can go to that you can find. So like, be a watchman on the wall. That's my big thing. Be a watchman on this on my podcast. It says, it's Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17 through 19. I'm going to read it for you guys. Son of man, I've made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. So, folks, we are called to tell people, if you've been called to be a watchman on the wall, ever look, not everybody's been called to do that. Some people have been called to evangelize. Some people have been called to teach. Other people have been called to encourage and give money. You know, a lot of people have been given that blessing. You know, you make a lot of money, God's giving you that blessing. So we've all been called to do certain things. You know, the Holy Spirit empowers us to do those things. All those gifts you have that you think you're so good at, the Holy Spirit has given you those gifts. We're to turn those gifts around and give them to God. We are to give him glory. We are to work for him. And so whatever you do, do to the glory of God, the Bible says. So anyway, I wanted to throw that up there. So why is it important to study Bible prophecy? That's up there. So you have Pastor Brett Meter at the Creek Christian Fellowship Through the Bible Teaching. I love him. Pastor and Dr. David Reagan, who used to be over Lamb and Lion Ministry. He has retired, but he's still there. So ChristandProphecy.org talks all about why to study Bible prophecy. Pastor J.D. Farag, you know I love him. He's one of my favorites. I totally love him. Pastor J.D. Farag, FARAG.org. Go check him out. Chris Taylor with Don't Let Them Burn. Hal Lindsey, Jim Markell, Ed Heinsohn. Ed Heinsohn's now with the Lord. Praise God. We got Chad Thomas on his YouTube channel. We got Spencer Smith and some other folks on there. I'm about to throw my pastor up there too. We have Pastor John MacArthur. So trusted pastors and resources. We come from John MacArthur, Grace to You, Jim Markell and Olive Tree Ministries, Pastor Jack Hibbs and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. The best person I've ever heard I could ever teach and preach on the tribulation and what is coming upon the world would have been Pastor Jack Hibbs at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. So I have that listed as well. Of course, you know, J.D. Farag's on there. John Holler. Have Pastor Barry Stagner. Educating Our World with Don Stewart. He's got free downloads, you guys. All his books are free. go to educatingourworld.com. Treasure Christ was a YouTube channel. They were very good. What else do we have? Little Light Studios. They are very good. They're on YouTube. Of course, Amir Sarfati. I have Pastor Billy Crone at getalifemedia.com. Amir Sarfati is actually at beholdisrael.org if you want to go find him. And Todd Hampson, that's toddhampson.com. I got Nathan Jones and David Reagan and Tom Hughes and Mark Hitchcock and Melissa Doherty and Stephen Paulette Kozar, Alan Jackson, Dr. Randy Davis, which should be my pastor. So, guys, there is a wealth of opportunity out there, a wealth of knowledge, all these pastors and teachers, but you have to be very, very careful who you listen to, because there's a lot of deception out there, a lot. And that's the thing. So the internet's great for getting the truth out there, but it's also bad for getting a lot of deception out there. I also have the news resources if you guys want to go out and check out the latest news with current events. I have that on there. I've got Harbinger's Daily and, of course, WND. And so all those are there, the Gateway Pundit. So I have it all, you know, in a one format right there on the website. You guys can go get all that information. And so, of course, I have a blog on there as well. Michelle, if you're listening, we need a new update. We need a new blog, because she's excellent. You guys, don't know if you've listened to any. I usually read them all on there, but she's got a great one back from August. Jump, I'll catch you. The Straight Edge was another good one. So it's really good, folks. If you guys want to contribute some articles, some blogs, some whatever, hey, let me know. Email them to me, and I'll get you put on there. Vaccine injuries. Of course, I have that on my YouTube. That was banned. So I have a lot of stuff on the website. We have the blog. We've got, I actually have, I'm starting a Get Prepared as well. So it's like a survivalist thing. We're going to start that as well. And what you can do, Mama Bear Prepper. She's taking some time away, I noticed. She hasn't been on there. And so I think she's just taking some time away. So keep her in prayer. But all of her stuff, all of her content is still there. So, anyway, guys, I know I kind of ventured off on a, you know me, hello. I have ADD like a big dog, but I always pray. And so, if the Lord would guide the podcast. And so, you know, I just kind of, if, you know, if that's pressing on me, I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling, you know. So anyway, in time events, we're back to the article with Greg Laurie, but I did want to throw that in there because he said he didn't think that was a judgment on America, that we'll go back to the eclipse. That's what he was talking about. So I just interjected there for like 20 minutes to let you know that I didn't agree with that and other things. But anyway, so he goes on to say, this is Greg Laurie at HarbingersDaily.com, in time events. He goes, let me give you just a quick flyover of in time events chronologically. Number one, he goes, I think that the next event on the prophetic calendar is the rapture of the church. Then the Antichrist emerges on the scene and the tribulation period begins. The tribulation ends with the second coming of Christ. And then the Lord establishes the millennium, which is the 1,000-year reign of Christ. In the tribulation period, that is when the sun will not give its light and the moon will be darkened, as the Bible predicts. That has not yet happened, so the eclipse was not a sign of the end times. It was just an amazing eclipse. And see, that's where I disagree with him. I think that the Lord is giving these signs to warn us of impending judgment. Yes, it was amazing and it was beautiful. God's creation is amazing and beautiful. But if you're passing over seven cities, that are Nineveh, you might want to sit up and take notice. And it crosses over Jonah. I mean, the X lands on Jonah in rapture, and it crosses over seven cities named Nineveh. I don't know. I think God's trying to tell us something. I think he's telling us that judgment is coming for America. And the one that happened in 2017, if you remember correctly, went over all the cities named Salem, which was peace. So, kind of weird, right? I don't know. I kind of take that as God's trying to tell us something. That's just me, all right? Greg Laurie didn't agree, but I wanted to throw that in there. So anyway, he goes on to say, was the attack of Iran on Israel Bible prophecy? He says, setting that aside, he goes, I do believe the attack of Iran on Israel was a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. He goes, a sign of the end times, according to scripture, is the Jewish people will be regathered together in their homeland. That has happened on May 14, 1948. Israel officially became a nation. And you might say the prophetic time clock began to tick. That was not just a sign. That was a super sign. Oh, yes, because everything hinges on Israel being a nation again at the end time. But the Bible had more to say. It says, not only will the Jews be regathered together in their homeland, but they will be increasingly isolated. That's happening. The Bible also predicted the rise of anti-Semitism in the end times. That's definitely happening. The Bible also predicts a large nation to the north of Israel, identified in Ezekiel as Magog, will attack her. That has not yet happened. Many scholars believe that Magog is a reference to modern-day Russia. He says he concurs with that view, but no one can say with absolute certainty. I'm saying it's Russia as well. There's nothing really further north than Russia. Okay, I'm sorry. And we're going to move right along here. It says, but this we can say with certainty. One of the allies of Russia will be Persia. Persia was the name of Iran. They changed their name in 1935. Therefore, Persia or Iran attacking Israel is predicted in the Bible. And guess what? That just happened. So, yes, folks, one of the allies of Russia will be Persia. And they really are getting a little cozy there, aren't they? So, go on to say, as he says, will this lead to Ezekiel 38? Am I suggesting that what just took place is going to lead to the scenario of Ezekiel 38? He says, I don't think that's necessarily the case, but it certainly is a cause for us to sit up and pay attention. Jesus said, so when all these things begin to happen, stand up and look up, for your salvation is near. That's Luke 21:28. He goes, I'm so thankful to say that though 300 Iranian drones, missiles, and rockets were sent toward Israel, 99% of them were taken down by the Iron Dome, David's sling, and other technology that America has provided for the nation of Israel. Is it in the best interest of the United States of America to stand with our loyal ally, the nation Israel? God made a promise to Abraham years ago, and he said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you, Genesis 12:3. One of the reasons God has blessed the United States is because we have stood by our friend Israel, and I hope we continue to do so, he says, and I hope so as well. But if we do not get Biden out of office, we will not continue to. So I'll throw that in. That's for free right there. So he goes on to say that he does not think that this is going to lead to Ezekiel 38. And I don't agree with, I love Greg Laurie. I got a Start Bible. I love him. I really do. He's no longer with the Calvary Chapel Network. He's gone to be a SBC, a Southern Baptist. So that kind of concerned me a little bit, because I left the SBC, Main Church First Baptist here in Amarillo, because they were going woke, literally social gospel, all that kind of stuff. And so I got out. And so it kind of concerns me that he would leave the Calvary Chapel Network, which I trust, to go to the SBC. That kind of concerned me, though, Greg Laurie there. And I don't know why he did that. So I'm not sure. But with his statement there, I don't agree with him there, because I think this is all leading to the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, because that's the next prophetic war on the calendar in the Bible. Except for the Psalm 80, I think it's Psalm 83 war. Might, some people think it's happened, some people don't. I don't know, you know. But this is the next one on the prophetic calendar, and this is going to lead to the, you know, to everything. And so I think this is leading up to the Ezekiel 38 war, and all the nations are aligning together for that purpose. But anyway, he goes on to say, so what happens next? He goes, I don't know what will happen next. Will Israel retaliate again? I don't know, he says. But Jesus said, now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. That's Luke 21:28. He did not say, when you see these things begin to happen, freak out because we're all dead. No, look up, he says. Here's something else Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. But then he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That is my favorite chapter in all the Bible. That is John 14. So it's John 14:2-3 and John 14:27. He stated, but that's my favorite. That's my favorite book in the whole Bible. Jesus is coming again. God is in control, but let's pray for our friends in Israel. Let's pray for the Jewish people. If you're reading this right now and you're Jewish, he goes, I want you to know that your evangelical friends stand with you now in your hour of need. Let's continue to pray for this nation of Israel, that God will protect them, that God would lead them, and let's all make sure we're ready to meet the Lord, because, well, he could come back anytime. Folks, that is Greg Laurie. And that is pretty much the truth right there. So he wrote that, I believe it was on the 15th of Israel. And we all know, as now, Israel did attack. So they did retaliate against Iran, and they hit like some military airports in Sicily took out some of that stuff. And so it's just kind of awesome because it was right next to their nuclear facilities. And so, you know, Israel is sending the message, hey, if we want to take out your nuclear weapons, we can. And you'd never know it because they snuck right in and took it out. And they didn't even know. But when that happened, they started sounding, and Iran sounded everything all across the nation because they were freaking out because they thought, oh gosh, this is it. And you can see the people panicking. And so things are getting closer, guys. Things are coming closer. And so in a world encased in violence, prophecy is the stabilizer of our faith. And he's one of my favorites. This is Dean Dwyer, posted on the 13th of April, 13th of April. So we're going to read this real quick before I get out of here. I know we're working on an hour, and I normally don't. I don't normally podcast for an hour. I'm sorry, but it's been a while since I've been on here. So, you know, let's check this out. This is from April the 13th. You can find it at harbingersdaily.com. Harbingersdaily.com. Dean Dwyer. So, as you open the daily news, there is one action that is guaranteed to be reported: violence. You know what? I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off on this because most people are not listening by this time because I've rambled so far. I'm going to do another podcast with Dean Dwyer's article and one other one that I wanted to talk about. And that's a big one. That's the big one. That is the WHO's pandemic treaty, folks, that we are heading to. So we'll talk about that. So I just kind of took this one over into commentary. I do apologize for that, guys. But I think the Holy Spirit was involved, and I just think that whatever was said, that it will be a blessing to those and encouragement. And if somebody needed to hear that, I pray that the Holy Spirit will open up their eyes and their ears to hear that. So with that, guys, I'm going to get out of here, but I'll be back. So get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. Keep looking up, guys, because Lord Jesus is coming to take us home. Thank y'all so much for listening. May God bless each and every one of you.